Overnight with Jason Gotch continues now on SB Nation Radio.
We welcome you back. SB Nation Radio, Jason Gotch rolling along with you. The All-Star Game in the rearview mirror, so that means the second half is almost upon us. The season resumes, starting on Friday with a full slate of games. And for more on what's going on with the Dodgers and the rest of the major leagues, let's roll right out to our guest line. We are joined by Eric Steven. He covers the Dodgers and Major League Baseball for SB Nation. You can follow him on Twitter at TrueBlueLA is the handle. Eric, I appreciate the time. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Let's talk first about the All-Star Game. It was a win by the American League back on Tuesday night, 2-1 in 10 innings over the National League, so there was some drama late in that game. But now with it not counting for anything, there's a lot of people who talk about ways to fix the All-Star Game. Do you think there's things they can do to make it better, or do you just appreciate it for what it is, an exhibition of great players?
Yeah, I kind of enjoy it like it is. I'm not a real big fan of some of the, you know, the ideas to sort of fix the game. I don't like the runners on base in extra innings. It seems kind of weird. But, I mean, I kind of get it. I mean, they still had a few pitchers it was sort of left in reserve to sort of prevent, like, having to end it for, like, 10 or 11 innings. But, you know, I don't know. I like the exhibition of it. The Nelson Cruz selfie was a little much, but the rest of it was kind of cool. I just enjoyed it. Like, there were a lot of the game's, like, biggest names. You know, getting to sort of showcase their talent. It was pretty fun.
One of the other big topics coming out of the All-Star festivities was when Commissioner Manfred said that, no, the baseballs are not juice. Now, there's been a lot of home runs hit this year. There's been players and managers speculating about that. What's your feeling on juice baseballs? Do you think they are juiced up this year, changed a little bit, or you think maybe just guys are hitting them out of the park?
Yeah, I think there's definitely something with the balls going on. You know, it just seems disingenuous for him to say that. I know he's, you know, he's just going to say what he's going to say, but it just seems like, you know, there's been a ton of, like, research done. Ben Lindbergh did a piece, Rob Arthur, I believe, as well, have looked into this pretty intently, and it seems like there's a lot. It's one thing to say, you know, guys are trying to hit more fly balls these days, but yeah, for the home run rate to be where it is now, for this significant jump over the last, say, a year and a half to 2 years, I think the balls are definitely playing into it. So I would say juice in some way. I don't know if it's just as easy as the seams or something, but the ball's definitely, like, altered in some way to sort of make the game sort of home run friendly as it is now.
Eric, let's talk next about the team your way. The Dodgers, 61-29, the best record in baseball, 7.5 games up on second place Arizona in the NL West, and the Diamondbacks have had a surprisingly good season so far. Give the national audience some of the reasons for the Dodgers' success to this point.
Yeah, so we talk a lot out here about, like, you know, depth, and I think this year, this is the third season of the sort of Andrew Friedman and his group, Farhan Zaidi at ZM. Or GM, excuse me, you know, in the front office. And they, from day one, they built like a complete 40-man roster, you know, got usable guys, not just like filler. You know, they constantly try to upgrade in that regard. And this year, they're really starting to see the fruition of that, I think. It's a pretty, very deep team. I mean, look, right now, they're relying on guys like in the middle of their order who didn't even start the year with the team. Cody Bellinger was in the minors. He was one of the top prospects in baseball, so that was a little easier to project. But Chris Taylor, they traded him for they got him for Zach Lee last summer. He's fully healthy. Now he's an infielder, but he's playing some outfield as well. Did a swing change, and he's basically been kind of hitting like Justin Turner, who was another guy they picked up, you know, 4 years ago when the Mets non-tendered him. He's been a great story the last 4 years, and he finally made the All-Star team this year. He's been kicked it into a new year. Just Turner's one of the mainstays, but just in terms of overall value, like Austin Barnes, the guy who's been waiting his turn in the minors, he's now the backup catcher and probably one of the more prolific sort of productive backup catchers in the game. And then on the pitching staff, even with Julio Urias down, I expected a lot out of him this year, but he's hurt. He had shoulder surgery, going to be out most of this, they're all this year, most of next year. But even with that, they've had, like, basically, you know, five guys step up behind Clayton Kershaw. and sort of they've been sort of going, you know, musical chairs, I would say, with the rest of the rotation. But guys like Alex Wood, Brandon McCarthy, and Jim Ryu's back from he missed 2 years with shoulder surgery. Kenta Maeda has filled in. Rich Hill has been up and down, but he seems to have found it of late. And then you look at the bullpen, they have like 8 or 9 guys who have contributed, you know, pretty significantly so far. It just seems like every time they sort of need some, like a piece to sort of keep them afloat, they can go down in the minors and pluck it from their system rather than going to have to pay whatever the market cost would be to get an upgrade.
Eric Steven is our guest. He covers Major League Baseball and the Dodgers for SB Nation. You can follow him on Twitter at TrueBlueLA is his Twitter handle. He's with me, Jason Gotch, talking Major League Baseball across the country here on SB Nation Radio. Eric, you mentioned all the good things about this Dodgers team, and certainly everything you said has shown up in the record so far to this point. Do you look at the Dodgers now as the favorites in the National League? Is it too early to say that? Or do you look at them and say, as good as they've been and all the depth they have, they still might need to make a move or two to really shore up that team?
Yeah, I would say they're just, I would say they're the favorites, just given how they've played to date. From the rest of the league, the Nationals are probably the next in line, if not co-favorites. I just think the way they're built is pretty solid, and their starting staff, especially when you get into a series. You're going to have Scherzer, and then, you know, Strasburg, and then, you know, they have a number of guys who can sort of fill in there. But the big question mark with them is their bullpen. Their offense is also really good, Washington. But I would say the Dodgers are a favorite. The one I'm really surprised at is the Cubs. They've been stunningly bad this year. You know, I still think they have a chance to sort of, you know, right things and sort of ultimately win the division. But they were like a 103-win team. Super young. I guess the pitching staff wasn't young, which is probably a big part of it, why they're not doing as well this year. But just it seemed like everything that could go wrong has gone wrong for them, and it's stunning to see that they're 5.5 games back right now of the Brewers. So, but yeah, just given the rest of the National League, I would say it's Dodgers and Nationals seem to be on a collision course. I don't want to discount how good the Diamondbacks and the Rockies have been, but just I think those two teams are the top two in the NL.
Eric, let's flip it over to the American League, because the Astros and the Dodgers made baseball history this year. No season before this one did we have two teams win at least 60 games before the All-Star break, but the Astros did it and the Dodgers did it, as you well know. Do you look at the Astros kind of like the Dodgers as the favorites in the American League, or is that one, again, maybe more wide open than people think because we are only at the All-Star break?
Yeah, no, I think they're pretty clearly the favorites, I think, in the American League, just given how they're sort of built as well. They're probably where the Cubs were last year, but also what they did in the offseason, which was kind of good for them, is bring in some veterans. They brought in like Brian McCann and Carlos Beltran to sort of round out what's a really good young lineup. And then, you know, their pitching is deep as well. A lot of young guys. Dallas Pickle's been hurt. And, you know, I know they're linked to just about every top arm, and they have a really great farm system to be able to get a Jose Quintana, Sonny Gray, or Chris Archer, whoever is sort of deemed to be available. That said, you know, it is kind of funny this year. If you look back at, 2014, when the Astros were still sort of in tank mode and they were losing, like, 110 games a year and getting the top draft pick every year, Sports Illustrated sort of, you know, picked up on how they were building their system, and they predicted back then that they'd win the World Series in 2017. And then this year, Sports Illustrated, you know, they have to do a preseason prediction. So instead of sticking with the Astros, they said, you know, they picked the Dodgers. So it'd be kind of funny if those two teams met in the World Series. It seems like it would be the SI Jinx versus the SI Jinx battling one another, just to once and for all get a true champion, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. It's not often that Sports Illustrated, really anybody, gets those predictions right, but they might be right on the head this year. Hey, let's also talk, if we could, Eric, about the trade deadline, because that's coming up here, the July 31st, the non-waiver trade deadline. Who are some names that you think, maybe bigger names that could be on the move, that maybe their teams are out of contention right now or floating out of contention and they could help somebody else?
Yeah, I talked about a little in the pitching department. I would say Carlos Quintana still sort of tops that list, probably. The White Sox are in last place in the AL Central. And, you know, they're not going to be contenders. the A's similarly last place in the West. If Sonny Gray is any sort of healthy and showing what he's capable of, you know, maybe 2 years ago, Sonny Gray, A's might be able to get a haul for him. Chris Archer is a big name out there, but I think given how well Tampa Bay's played, they're still in the wild card hunt. I don't see them, you know, really trading him. So then he's under contract for, you know, like 4 more years if they pick up those options. So that's a tough one. I guess with the Marlins sale pending and they're sort of out of it, maybe you see some sort of deals to try to, I don't know how you, do they try to just clean house and for the new owner, try to up the sale price a little bit by stocking up the farm system and reducing that payroll. But I think that's when you get into a larger type deal where someone's taking on, you know, a lot of Stanton's money, and then they sweeten it by adding someone else to the deal. But I'm not sure about pitching there. But, I think probably Gray, Quintana, those are the two big names. I guess I'm trying to think of someone else. Nothing pops to the top of my head. I guess Garrett Cole in Pittsburgh, depending on how they sort of view him long-term, he could be someone that helps them sort of help accelerate their sort of restocking as well. So maybe he's a guy as well.
Eric, great stuff. I really enjoyed the conversation. I hope we can do it again as the second half heats up, and have a great rest of your week.
Absolutely. You as well.
There he goes, Eric Steven. Check him out. Covers Major League Baseball and the Dodgers for SB Nation. You can find him on Twitter at TrueBlueLA is his Twitter handle. It's Jason Gotch with you, back with more baseball talk right after this.